Today's daf brought to you, Vein Chomot Yerushalayim, and Sechet Gittin is daf Ayin Chet, and we're holding on the third line, continuing with our Mishnah about the Netinat HaGet. So it says in the Mishnah that even if the get is in her bed, it's still not considered to be an act of gerushin until he's Mekayim V'natan Biyadam. Throwing it into her bed is not V'natan Biyadam. On my Rava, this is only if it's his bed. But if it's her bed, then her kli would be kaina for her as a chatzer, as we saw before. Because didn't we learn out yesterday from im himatzei timatzei? And then we learn out from the natan biyada, gaga v'chatzera v'karfefa minai. So why isn't the bed the equivalent of that? It would be. So if it was her own bed, even though it's in his house, she would still be Migureshet, which seems to be telling us, says the Gemara, that even though it's Kelav Shaloikeach Breshut HaMocher, so to speak, it still is considered to be Kainaloi. And indeed, Tanya Nami Achi, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bimita Shaloin HaMigureshet, the Mishnah only means if it's his bed, then it's not considered to be Natan Biyada. But if it's Bimita Shaloh, it would be Migureshin. Ask the Gemara, are you trying to say that despite the fact that it's Kelav Shalokeh Bershut Mocheru? In other words, we basically have a Beferisha Mishnah that is saying that this is a big machlokas in Bava Batra, and nobody quotes this Mishnah, and all of a sudden you're telling me that Kelav Shalokeh Bershut Mocher Kanalokeh. We have a clear raya from here. That even though in general we have a question whether kinyanim can be accomplished by the din of extended yad that we learned out yesterday, whether that is dafka in a reshut that is a neutral reshut. So let's say it's the sidei reshus harabim and so on. Everybody has reshus to be there. So in that case, my kalim can be there and that's considered to be my chotzer. But if it's in your house, so even though maybe you let me put the bed into the house, you know, to be using for sleeping in, but it doesn't mean that it has the chashivut of being my chotzer vis-a-vis kinyanim also. That's a question. And my focus over there really in the Rishonim, what the logic is, whether it's a question of whether a kli is mitbatel to the rishus that it's in which case, in terms of rishuyas, in which case, despite the fact that it is considered to be a rishus, but it's mitbatel to him, or whether the question is the question of his own hakpada in terms of what rights did he give. In other words, when a person allows you to put down something in his rishus, is he basically allowing it to take over that place, or he's just allowing you to use it? It doesn't mean it's literally your chotzer to be able to be kaina, and that's a big discussion there, you know, diukim in the Rishonim. But in any event, in this case, whatever the halacha is built on, I mean, it's got an absolute raya from a Mishnah. No, this is going not necessarily. No, you know what it might be talking about. The Gavua Asara. Now we're talking about where the bed is basically a bunk bed, only has the top of the bunk bed. There's still 10 tefachim, which does not in any way interfere with his rishus. And therefore, either because he has the tashmish, he doesn't mind if it would be considered to be her rishus legabi kinyanim, if that's the problem. Or since it allows him continued access over there, it's not taking away anything from his rishus, and therefore it's really not mitbatelt his rishus, it's not really in his rishus. It's like a separate rishus within his rishus. So that would be a special case. Why? I don't get it. I mean, it's not hovering in midair, is it? I mean, it's got to have legs that are standing in his rishus. So wherever it is, it's definitely should be mitbatel, and he should be or, and he should be makbid on that area. So ayikam okam karoi, I'm okam karoi lo kapi yish. The fact that there's a little bit, there's 4 square inches on there, that is something that we don't consider it to be a question of his asserting his rishus or about his being makbid not to provide you, the incoming person, with the rishus to be there. If, however, it was l'toch chita chika, so if it actually lands on her person, or l'toch kelata, or it's in her little shopping bag or sewing bag, so then she's migureshet. I understand. We're back to the same problem, no? I mean, what's the difference? A sewing bag, a bed. I mean, basically, we have a case over here of kelav shalokeach in the Rishut of the Mocher? And it's the same question. No, it's talking about their sewing basket is not on his property. It's hanging from her neck. And in the same way that we understand that a person who allows another individual into his Rishus cannot control his person, and that the person, he still continues to have his yad and his continued extension of self, which would be his clothing, and that's what the Chiddush would be of Latochika. So that would be the same here, because it's hanging on her neck and it's not really on the floor. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, it doesn't have to be hanging on her neck. It could simply be the fact that it's kshurala, and since it's considered to be part of her, so it's really the same idea that when you give a rishus to a person, it means that in the same way that El Al allows you in with a sewing basket, if you're lucky, you know, into one of those cigar tubes with the rocket on the back. So that means that they never let you in with anything, you know. So that means also the same idea is true over here. Since it's part of her, it's attached to her person, so therefore it's mamish like a yacht kind of thing.
It's like one more step removed than hanging around the neck.
It's on the ground. It's taking up his space. So the Chiddush is that nonetheless, that's why I'm comparing it to El Al. You know, everything is makpid this, makpid that, but no, this much will allow you. Ravada Barava Omer, what it could be is that in reality, Kelata is literally like El Al. They're not going to let you have extra space, but because she's holding Kelata Ben Yerchoteha, right? So she's in her seat. So now, what are you going to complain? You know, you're holding that in your seat, ma'am. I'm sorry, you have to check that in. We're going to take another $50 for an additional piece of luggage, right? So that, we understand that once she has the rights to her extended body, and they haven't gotten around yet to measuring your rear end when you get on the plane to decide whether you're taking up too much space or not, that's coming. Don't worry. That is the next stage. They're planning on weighing passengers. We're supposed to take the same amount of money for a ticket of a 250-pound schlub. Absolutely. The problem is you won't even be able to fit in the seat. Everything stops in the seats now. The folding chairs. It's incredible. These Europeans, they get away with everything with the Airbuses. And Americans at least know.
What you said is true. I read that.
No, I know. I was getting around. Americans, they got such fat rear ends, they couldn't get away with it on American Airlines. That's the whole nature of America. So everybody is like, oh. Okay. So over here, since he's allowing somebody into his rishus, he's allowing his wife into his rishus, you know, all right, fine. So your extended rishus, you know, if your dress is a little bit, Tosa says the dress is taking up a little bit more space, you know, going behind her to the side of her. Okay, but that's also all right. So it's considered to be her person. So if she sticks her sewing basket between her knees, you know, so that's also considered to be included in the ticket. So therefore, it's okay that it should be kind. Well, you can't bring a riot that it's Kela Shal Kanem in Rishus Shamu Meichel.
Is this possible that it's a step back and it's in between the first two Shitot, or is this a further step out?
No, this is back. Of course it's back. It's back. It has to be Ben Erechotel. Remeshar Shebar of Dimi Omar. Look, the case could be talking about that her husband is a sewing basket manufacturer. So even though she's got the kelata on the ground, he is used to the idea, oh, you know what, another one, who cares? You know, the whole house is covered with kelatot, so what's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan and Omer.
That's
written
that she is coming.
What's that?
That's written that she is coming.
Because there's no hakpar on kilatot. They don't even register to him. Yeah, it's fine. Another one. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, makom cheka kanuila, makom kilata kanuila. The point is that this is exactly what the ticket allows. It allows one extra carry-on piece. No? So the carry-on piece is kilata. So he's giving her an airline ticket. Oh, my Rava, my time at Rabbi Yochanan, because that's the point. Ain't adam makpid, lo makom cheka. But that doesn't prove that Caleb Shamokar in general Bershutabuluk. Sorry, Caleb Shalokar in general Bershutamokar would be Kaina. Tani Nami Hachi, And in fact, the Braita supports that. Is there a kol la l'toche kalotoka lata? O l'toche kol davar shuhu kikalata? So, harezu megureshet. So what does it mean? I mean, what we're talking about anything like. What does it mean, anything like? I mean, if the idea was that we're allowing the kalav shel kena to be in the rishus of the mocher to be kena, what is the meaning of saying or anything to that effect? I mean, it just means kelata just stands for anything at all, right? What does it have to be something to the effect of kelata? So obviously, we're limiting this to an airline ticket. That's exactly the point. In the same way that they'll tell you, you know, instructions for a passenger. You are entitled to take along one additional personal item like a camera, a purse, a computer, right? So that's exactly what it's saying over here. One additional item. Like kelata, which is something that you can say, look, this is something I normally carry around with me. Okay, so that would only include, you know, for instance, that's latuye mai. Latuye taska da aklabatam. He's got a little basket, a tiske, a taska, with a little bit of tamarim in it. You know, so she wants to eat something. They even allow you that, you know. So it obviously doesn't mean any kalim, because otherwise we wouldn't be specifying like that. And now our president has arrived just in time, perfect timing, to be able to give us a rousing.
Zogt der heilige Mishnah.
That was amazing for a new arrival, no? Shkeh. Amarla kinsi shtar chov zeh. So now here is the husband without any guts. So he goes over to his wife. He's got this get all prepared, and he says, take the check here, you know, over to Makolat. She opens it up and turns out to be a get. Oh, she metzato miachorav. Now metzato miachorav is strange because it's mashma that she finds it like behind him, like dropped. But that we know that's no good because that's called tligitech miagabe karko, even worse. That's not even a problem of her not knowing what it is. What's it doing here? That we'll discuss. So what does that mean? She's, again, thinking that it was not a get. Koran, she calls it, reads it, Varegita. It's not a get. Achi omar la hagitech. He has to tell her that it's a get as he gives it to her, so that the netina should be a netina of Torah Gittin. How about if she's fast asleep? Man, is that the easy way out, you know? slip the get, you know, into her hands while she's sleeping. Natan biyadava yishena. And then she wakes up and reads the morning paper, and instead it's Gita, they're to enter get at Shiyom al-Hagitech. Now, here the mashma'ut is that even if he told her Hagitech afterwards, it would be okay. Doesn't say he has to take the get from her and then say Hagitech. So in other words, it's only necessary. And this would be part of the din that it has to be mishtameret as a get, that she can't be a shlucha and then chozeret, because that's not called gitin. There needs to be a vishilcha mi beito. So vishilcha mi beito means she knows that she's megureshet. But if he tells her afterwards that you're megureshet, so then it's not a chitzor in the natanla, then we'll see that this is actually a machlokas tana. Now, the question is, even though he tells her, Hagitech, what good is that? My hobby. I mean, you said mitzaato miachorav. Mitzaato miachorav is an entirely different problem. You're including it over here in the case of he didn't tell her it's a get. And you're saying if subsequently tells her it's a get, then it's okay. I don't understand. How could it be okay if she found it? Mitzaato miachorav, she found it behind him. That's tligi tech mi agabe karka. V'yoma rava tligi tech mi agabe karka lo amaklum. Where was the netina? So it's not just a chisorin here in v'shilcha mi beto. It's a chisorin in v'natan mi ada. No, well, it doesn't mean mitzato. Mitzato means sheshalafto mi achorav. Basically, he's got to get sticking out from between her, in his back pocket, or between his belt and his skin, and it's sticking out there, and she pulls it out. So what difference does that make? Shalafto. It's the same problem. There's no v'natan biyada. What's the difference? Finds her on the ground. Shalafto miachorav. You know, she says, oh, there's something for you in my back pocket. That's not called a netina. Voleka. No, what it means over here is he sticks his rear end out for her. The Orak Lacharze. He says, here, this is really a nice way of giving a get. You know, here, I'll moon you with the get. You know? So he sticks the get, but he doesn't exactly use his hands to give her the get, right? So he's Orak Lacharze, Vishalaftes, and then she pulls it out. So since he's Makariv the get li yadan, he tells her to take, that's the equivalent of the tam biyadan. Tanya nami hachi, Marla kinzishtar chovze. In other words, this is basically the Braita's reading of our Mishnah. The Braita's reading of our Mishnah substitutes for Mitzato Me'acharav that he sticks out his rear to give it to her, and then she reads the Varegita. Then the only problem is that it's Eino Get Ad Sheyomer LaHagiter, Divrei Rebbe. Now we also will find out that we've got a machlokus about it's enough to tell her subsequently, because it's only a problem in Vishyochami Beito, or whether there's an additional problem of the Netina requiring the Netina as a get. And indeed, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, it's never a get. Even if she finds out it's a get and tells her it's a get, it's not a get. Until he takes it away from her and gives her it to her again as a new Netina to get. So, Olam eino get, ad sheyitlenei mena. And as he gives it to her, he says to her, Hagitech. Now the Braita has expanded on our mission these two ways. First of all, now we know it's a machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon and Elazar. And now we know that, of course, Mitzato is not referring to case of Tli Gitech Me'agabe Karka. It has to be something that he did to extend his body in her direction.
But he's saying something verbally now.
Yes, and he's saying verbally, this is your get.
He couldn't say, cushion my get.
You understand that?
Cushion my get.
Surprise him.
I didn't know he had it in.
It's a little bit underhanded.
Couldn't he just stick it out and say, kiss my get? It's better in Yiddish. Yeah.
It's much better in Yiddish.
She went into the yard, and she picked it up.
No. Yeah, into her yard. Her yard? That's fine. No, that's not Tli Get Agabe Karka. Tli Get Me'agabe Karka, he didn't do anything. Here he threw it to her. It doesn't matter. He throws it to her hand, throws it to her yard, throws it to her bed, whatever the case is. That's a netina. Yeah.
Even without saying, hey, netina.
That we're going to see, whether we remember Taken in every get, but Oviri misrepresented it initially, remember. And we'll see that there's a takona in every netina to spell it out. Okay, so now, how we said in the Mishnah, next case is, that, and this is now also the machlokas, Rabbi and Reb Shimon Elazar in the Braita, that if she was sleeping, not no biyada, miyishena, she wakes up the korav arei gita. So the Braita brings the lashon we have in our Mishnah, and that is eino get ad sheyomer lahagiter. But here we find out that this part is also only going like Rabbi, the very Rabbi who does not require her to be have the get taken away and be re-given to her when she's awake. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Achi Etlena Emena V'Yachzor V'Yitnena La V'Yomer LaHagiter. Now, why do I need the machlokas to be repeated here? I mean, the two cases are essentially the same. We're saying that she's not conscious or that she didn't know, but I mean, the bottom line is in each case we require the Netina B'Teras Gitin V'Tzricha. Says, well, we need both cases. I'll tell you why. Because let's say we only had that first case where she was awake, you know, but he misrepresents what it is. So I might think that the reason that Rebbe said it's not necessary to take it back and to re-hand it to her is because by Yikar my Rebbe, Mishum Debat Igrushayi, at the time that he gave it to her, she could have, had she known what it was, she could have been Megureshet at that moment. I mean, right now, she doesn't even know what to get, so she's paying no attention to it, and there's no Vishukham Bebeto, but, I mean, what's the problem? The moment that that is discovered, so then the Netina was a perfectly normal Netina. Masha Enkin, In the other case, Natan Biyadah, while she's asleep, we're over there, there is no way for her, him to be Meshilchami Bibita. I mean, she's unconscious, right? There's no awareness at all of what's going on. So at that instant, she's now Labat Grushi. So maybe in Achinami, be murdered to Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, that you have to take the get back and hand it to her.
Whereas, why is the get even not correct? Why is
the Indian? Because there's the additional requirement of Meshilchami Beito. She can't be a Holechet v'chozeret. She has to be able to be mishameret at kita and so on, like we saw before by Shaita. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim speak out that Yeshena is even worse than a Chareshet because of the fact that there's no sense at all of not being in the house. What do you mean, not being in the house? She's fast asleep, that's where she is. So there's no consciousness at all in terms of this Nekuda. So now, on the other hand, if we had said only this case, then I would say, that's exactly it. That's why Reb Shimon Elazar says, well, you never gave her a get. I mean, so, of course, you have to take it back. But maybe in that first case, where all you did was misrepresent it. So, so we need to know about Shita. Omar Rava, how about if you write again? And you put it into the hands of her Eved. Now, this Eved is fast asleep, and she is also Mishamarato. So now an Eved is the equivalent of her Chotzer. It's an extended yad, Gadga, Karfifa, and he's asleep. So he is not now interfering with the Shmirah on him. So then that's a get. But if he's awake, then it's not a get. Because remember that Mishtameret means Mishtameret like a yad, meaning it's under the control of your brain. Once this guy is awake, it's not under the control of your brain. It's under control of his brain. You may put pressure on him, you know, and say, I'm going to beat you up if you move, but that's irrelevant because that's just a question of his brain deciding whether he's accepting that pressure or not. But ultimately, it's not a chotzer mishtameret, and that we learned that from the concept of yad. It's an extension that was a chiddush in the Torah of himatzei timatzei, right? Or a vinatan mikol makom, as we had yesterday. And therefore, it's not going to help. Wait a minute. There's another problem here that you're not addressing. You're saying that if he's asleep and she is able to be Mishamarato, so then it's a good get. Why? Because he's the equivalent of our Chotzer, which is an extension of Yad, right? But this is another problem. And that problem is Amai. He is a Chotzer Mehalechet. We already saw that a walking Chotzer is not similar to Yada. What does Himatzei Timatzei? So since this is a self-motivated walking chotzer, the very fact that it moves about means it's not similar to Yada. And a chotzer ma'alechet lo konan. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, but the motor's off because he's fast asleep. So basically, it's not a chotzer mitalechet. The problem is that it was Rava himself, Omar Rava, that kol she'ilu ma'alech lo konan, that doesn't matter. Because it's Rava who's saying this din, Natan Biyad Avda. And Rava himself was the one who said that if Ilu Mahalach wouldn't be Kone, it doesn't matter that he happens to be arrested at this point. So this is definitely a self-motivated, capable machine, and therefore it shouldn't be Kone even Oymed V'yayshev. And it says the Gemara, you're correct. There are actually three Tnaim, but what we're talking about over here is where the Eved is essentially tied up. So he can't move anyway. Fine. But now he's got a brain. So we have to disconnect the brain. So he has to also be Yoshen. So she has to be Mishtameret. So that way we handle all the issues. He's no longer Mahalik. He no longer is under his own mental rishos. And Memela, it's a perfectly good chotzer. The fact that he's asleep, of course, makes things better, not worse. The fact that she's asleep makes things worse, not better. Continues our esteemed president. Now, suppose she is standing in the Reshut HaRabim. And now we've got another problem. Though that the Chachamim were mitaken arba amot shel adam to be konot lo, as if there is chotzer. So the meaning of Reshut HaRabim is that everyone has the right to be there. And therefore, there's an extended, we have your extended personal space, which is a recognized psychological phenomena, which makes the elevator so uncomfortable and so on, right? No, this is a complex thing. And that idea of extended personal space is Arba Amos, the Chachamim Rovin Marich, and Arba Amot of Shaladam. Therefore, they also gave it a din of a chotzer. So if she's a medes pshus rabim, and he throws the get to her. Now, the simple meaning of the Mishnah is that if it's korov la megureshet, korov lo in a megureshet. So now the simple meaning of the Mishnah doesn't talk about arba amot shaladam. It just talks about who is closer. We're going to see this big machlokas in the Gemara. If it's right smack bang in the middle, and it's mechza, mechza, so then mechza, mechza is a suffix, and megureshet ve'ina megureshet. V'chein linyan kiddushin. Same thing would be, he throws her kiddushin, and then we're not sure, or it's closer to her, that it's a good kiddushin, and so on. V'chein linyan achov. The same thing would be about returning the value of a loan. So you have money, the Baal Chov. Now obviously, if the Baal Chov doesn't tell you that you have a right to throw it, you know, so then you say, well, you're crazy. I mean, you want to return it, put it into my bank account. But suppose the guy said, you know, throw me the money. Zrokli Chovi. And he throws it to him. So, and then, as usually happens, and does some smart aleck comes along and grabs it and runs. And, so, okay, so now the question is, in whose rishus was it? So if it was Korov Lamalva, so if it was Korov to the lender, then the lender was Zocher. So if the Girsa, the Lova was Zocher, meaning because he was Zocher now in the loan, because he paid it back properly. And if it was Korov Lalova, then the lender is Chayev to pay it, because he never got it into his Rishos. And if it's Rebekta Al Mechta, since obviously there's no Motzimich of a Raya, there's no possible Raya, we know exactly what the situation is, but it has a din of being in the middle, and over there, they should be yachloku, as in all such cases. They split the money. Now, what do you mean, says Gemara, when you say karov lo or karov lo? What is that? Hechidami karov lo, hechidami karov lo. Omar Rav, hey, look, it doesn't mean literally karov. This is based on the standing halacha of the personal space. And therefore, what it must mean is that the definition of korov la means it's within your arba amot. That's the meaning of korov. It's called your personal space because it's up close. And therefore, that word, korov la, simply means betoch arba amot. So arba amot shela, that's the definition of korov la. Arba amot shelo, that's the definition of korov lo, zeo korov lo. So then what would half and half mean? I mean, I thought we were talking about like literally in the middle. I mean, if you're telling me by definition, it means within your arba, either it is or it isn't. I mean, that's, yes, a measurable question. Omar, Shmuel, Bar, Yitzchak, Kigon, Shay, Shneim, Omdim, Barba, Amot. He's talking about both of them are within the arba amot. So it's karov to both of them. Okay, so then, I mean, why not Litzchak, I mean, Ayokadim? Why don't we see which one is first within the arba amot? And then that one would be the one that's Zocha. And if you try to tell me, okay, so they both came simultaneously, then you run into problems. Because we have a klal that Ef Shalat Samtsim. In other words, we don't have any way to actually say that it's exactly at the same time. To be Mitzamtsim time and to say, I mean, how much are you going to split time down, right? So you can't be metamtem, that kind of thing. So we wouldn't have said that it's suffakor of lo, suffakor of la. I mean, sorry, that it's rather mechz al mechz. There's no such thing as mechz al mechz. It would always be suffak. It would never be mechz al mechz. Since Ef Shalat Samtsim, how would you define it? So you got a problem here. El Omer of Kahana, actually, you're right. We can't figure out which one comes first. But maybe the case could be that not it's a question which one came first, but that indeed we have a total of 8 amot precisely, and one is on one side and one is on the other side. And therefore, Amar of Kanachabar, Pishmon amot mitzimtzamot askir. And the get was yotze mi'arba amot shelo, and into it's headed towards the arba amot shela. And it lands basically in the middle. So some of the get is in his rishos, some of the get is in her rishos, is right at the border. Right at the border, so it's for sure not a get. If it's right at the border, then it's agid gabed. That means some of the get is still in his rishus. That's like holding the get in your hand and handing it or letting her hold the other half. That's not considered to be v'natam b'yada. So that doesn't work either. Ella Rabbi, this Ebertavayu. The only way to properly define mechza al mechza is where you have two kitei edim askina, and that's mechza al mechza. They're arguing with each other. Achat omeret karov lo, achat omeret karov la. Rabbi Yochanan says, what is all this jazz? Did Mishnah say something about Arba Amot that you are going to now redefine the Mishnah? I understand. Any kindergarten child reads the Mishnah. We're not sure if it's closer to her or closer to him. Now, how does that get translated into this technical brisker Torah that the din of Arba Amot is the meaning of Karov La? That's not what it says. Karov La Shaninu, Karov Lo Shaninu. I don't care how far away it is. Afilu Me'ama. If it's 100 amas away, but it's Karovlo, if it's Karovla, Mea amas, Karovlo Shanino, Afilo Mea ama. Okay, so then how does Rav Yochanan explain Mechza Mechza Bidiyu? On Rav Shama Barabal, Didi Mefashle Mine, Rav Yochanan, Mechza Mechza is the function of who is in control. That's the question. So in other words, remember that it doesn't help to give it a din of a chotzer. We need to determine that it's also a chotzer that is mishtamer. Who is the one that is capable of controlling his space? There's whole books about this and about office setups, right? How do you set up your office in such a way that you're the controlling power, you know? So that's the korov lo, korov la, or you're at the end of the corridor, your eyes are shaled on the place, so therefore you're the one that's in control. So major psychological questions of how to put your opponent on a, what the Iranians do, they have the negotiator sitting, 2 feet below the table, depends whose chair is higher, there's all kinds of little subtle psychological tricks, So that's the question. So who yachol shomro? Vehi eini yachol shomro. See, he's the one that's cholesh on this area. So then, that's by definition, korov lo. That's the meaning of the korov. He yechol al shamro, who eno yechol al shamro, zeh korov la. If shnehem yecholim al shamro and or shnehem ein yecholim. Now, obviously, when it says shnehem ein yecholim, as Tosis points out, it cannot mean that it's not a chotzer that's mishtamer. Because it's not a chotzer mishtamer, then it's not a chotzer at all. So then the shneim einam yecholim does not mean it's not shamur. It means that it's shamur only because of the presence of the other one. So it is shamur. So in other words, no dog is going to run in there because it sees somebody else on the other side. Whereas if there had been someone on the other side, then there might have been taking a risk to get it or whatever the case may be, right? So it is shamur, but no one of them is cholesh on it. So that's the meaning of mechza mechza. Now, Rabbi Yonatan happened to have come up from Bavel at that time, and the Rabbanan mentioned to Rabbi Yochanan, this guy just came from Bavel, Rabbi Yonatan, that's exactly how he explained the Mishnah, like you just explained it. So, Amru Rabbanan came to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei to Rabbi Yonatan, and Rabbi Yonatan, Achi Omar, he said that same thing. Sorry, Mishmei to Rabbi Yochanan, Achi. Almost Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't believe it. Those crazy guys from Bavel, I know that. Yadim Chavim Bavel, the Frushik Aitama, I didn't know there were such intelligent people there in Bavel. That was very nice to know. Anyway, Tanya Amiyalki, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Koshu Karov La, Emilo, if it's closer to her than to him, and a dog runs by and grabs the get. So there ain't a Megureshah. What is that? What? If it's Karov La, what do you mean a dog? I mean, in other words, if the dog came by 50 years later, it's also in a Megoresh, I understand. Was it Karov La for 1 second or not? If it was Karov La for 1 second, it's a get. What do I care what happens afterwards? The dog comes again. The dog, he came and ate my get. What's nafkamina? In a Megoresh.
She has to acquire the get.
Well, she acquired the get. It was Karov La. It's called Eichet Tinter, if it is, which was good for the rest of her life. What? So what? He said, here's your get, throws it to her, dog, he comes and grabs it. What do I care?
Does she have to read what it says?
No. What does she have to read it for?
It's because of witnesses.
Hmm?
Because he's like a witness.
Who is the doggy?
No, no.
The get is a wrong condition.
Dog time. So what could this mean? The only thing it could mean is kol shekarov la milo. To the extent, that's not that a doggy came and ate it, that if a dog would come, he could have stopped the dog, but she can't. So he doesn't control the space. That's the point. Then ain't a Magoresha because she doesn't control the space. It has nothing to do with whether it got into her hands. Well, my late Shmuel of Yiddish Shinina, Sharpie Tooth, you know, used to call him. Kidei Shetashuach Vititlena. Listen, the only thing that is Korov is if she can bend down and pick it up. That's considered to be the control of the space. And I'm telling you, don't even rely on that. None of these cases are good cases. Because once you open up the door to these kind of things, heaven only knows what kind of mistakes people are going to make. Whether it's in terms of or they don't understand the meaning of a chotzer, they don't know what korov law is. Don't actually accept a get in your bezdin unless she received that get. Now, Tosfos Tainis, that means if it was one of the cases above, that is to say, it was Rishus HaRabim, one of these deals, and now you have to come on to the question of controlling the space. But if he throws it into a chatzah, we're not changing the halacha. Let's be makbid, and it means literally yada, and forget about all the drushes that we had about imi matzei, ti matzei. That's not what he's suggesting. However, he brings from the Orchid Kibalnu mi Rabotenu, and in fact, many of the Rishonim go along with this, that this is a Gezerah, not to be batir. And he brings the Rishonim, that the Alok Lamaisa is, that it has to be Achi Etnena Liyada, in order to avoid all such confusion. Omale Ramordach Ravash, we had an actual case like this, where Lemaisa was a perfectly good get, but because of the fact that it wasn't Magia Liyada, it had to rely on one of these ideas, they insisted that she get Chalitza from the Yavam just so that people would not take a get seriously when it wasn't Asi Liyada. The Chen Le'inyan Kiddushin. The next thing we had in the Mishnah was Chen Le'inyan Kiddushin and the Chen Le'inyan Achov, Omar Lo Zrok Lichovi, etc., etc. Now, the problem is that Reb Asi quoted Reb Yochanan as saying, look, all of this stuff was only said vis-a-vis Gittin, but not for anything else. But Gittin v'lo d'avrach. Why? Again, because we know, as our Kohen here pointed out, a get is always easier because it's Baal Korcha. And we always took that for granted, that that would be a reason for us not to be machmir on the kinyonim of a get, because it's easier to achieve. But, of course, saying that it's only for a get is a contradiction to the Mishnah. Eit ve'reb Abba l'reb Asi. I understand. How could Reb Yochanan pass against the Mishnah if the Mishnah says, v'chein leini kiddushin? You're telling me get and nothing else? No, Kiddushin is Gittin. It's the same thing. Because the Torah says, V'yatza v'hayta. So that's the famous Hekesh, Makesh Yitziya L'viya. So the get and the coming out of Rishus going into Rishus is exactly the same thing. I'm saying not for anything outside of this Ishus idea of V'yatza v'hayta. I understand. So read the next words. It says, V'chein l'inyan achov. I mean, how are we talking over your nonsense against the Mishnah? It says v'chein l'inyan achov zrok lichovi v'zorkolo korov l'malve zachalove korov l'love alove chayev merza merza shneim yachloku. So then, how does that work? No, that's a different case. Alchemy eskinan the amar lai zrok lichovi v'tipater. That's because over here, he said beferish, throw it to me. What do you think it means when he said beferish, throw it to me? It means that I'm accepting the fact that there's a risk that's involved, but if it comes into my rishus, then tipater. So since he said tipater, okay, so it's like a mechila. He can, if he hadn't said tipater, he would have stam said throw it to me. So then it would have to be shamur. But if he said tipater, it's a fine. I understand. So then, Yachimayla Memra, we're throwing in a case in the Mishnah of something that supposedly is meant to be similar to Gittin and Kiddush, and V'chein L'nyan Achov, and now you're telling me Dafka's not L'nyan. I mean, it's Pshita. If he said that, I mean, you can make any Tanai you want when it comes to be Mammon. You want to say V'tipater G'zuter Eitz, say whatever you want. Say dance on your head and spit wooden nickels, V'tipater, would also be good. So what is the Mishnah mentioning it for, Yachimayla Memra? Lo tzrichen. What happened over here is the guy said, Zrok li chovi b'taras gittin. He's a real yeshiva bachur, you know. So now he's got all worked out. Throw me that chov. Zolos hom nahalocha fun aget. Okay, so now, wow, I mean, that's, gosh, like, that's really impressive, you know. So, I mean, he even uses the correct brisket nigan and everything. So now, what does he mean? So it must mean the same halacha, that since by getting it's good, so by the chov would also be good. No, so if that's the case, my lamema, then what's the chiddush? Because ma'odetema lamaisa, if a brisker said that to you, what would you think? He stopped showing off. Or he's saying, you idiot, I'm sick and tired of being married to you with this chov, you know, maybe we should have a divorce. So throw me this, but I was getting already, you know. So he could say, I was kidding around. I mean, I wasn't saying you should have a halacha like it. I was saying, you know, you know, me and you were married with this chov. Mishatani, I'm playing games with you. Kamash malan. Then, no, we take this to mean an actual tour. Omer chista. Then here is the makar for the legal concept of strings attached, right? So suppose he gives her a get, and there's a string attached, and he's holding the string in his hand. If he would be able to pull that string and get the get to him, that's a get with strings attached and ain't a megureshet, because it's not a sefer kritut. But im lav megureshet, my time of being a kritut. But the Torah says specifically, he has to be venatan biyada, the sefer kritut that he wrote. But I mean, keeping strings attached literally is the opposite of kritut. Omer of Yehuda, haitayada asuya kitafres. Suppose her hand was at like a waterfall. It was like an angle, right? And you put it in the hand, she's got her hand stretched out on a diagonal, you know? And he puts the get into her hand, zarkula, so there it wouldn't matter, because even though the get was magia liyada, it's not something that's going to hold the get. It's so fully pulled. So it's in a magureshet. What do you mean? Why not? And if it falls, and it falls within her arba amas, I thought we said that her personal space is kaina. So what difference would it make? So it's her hand with the included personal space into which it would fall. So what's the problem? No, but it's talking about that it never landed. That's the point. It never got to the ground. The wind came, blew it away, and so on. So therefore, there never was betoch arba ama. Okay, fine. So then why wouldn't we say tikarish mi'avira de arba amas? So since it was in the airspace, apparently airspace is not good enough. But that was a famous question that was raised by Rabbi Elazar that we did not bring a riot to from here. And if that's the case, tifshot the boy Rabbi Elazar, then we can now have an answer to Rabbi Elazar's question of arba amot she'amru. Yesh lehem avir or em lehem avir. So now we have a clear raya that ein lehem avir, right? Because otherwise, what's the problem of katafras? Not necessarily. I mean, she might be at the edge of a river, you know? So the arba amos would be landing in a river, wouldn't be landing into her rishus. So for my skin, my medesak av nahar, in which case, if her yad is ki katafras, mi ikora li'ibud koi. So then it's basically never in a place that is shamur, that is meant to be hers. Daf ayin chet. Omar Rava, afilu hima bimita, lo shanol bimita shelo, avu bimita shelo megureshet. Tanya miyachi, Rabbi Eliezer omer bimita shelo ina megureshet, bimita shela megureshet. Uv mita shela megureshet, isn't it kelev shelokeh v'shut mocher hu? In which case, can we indeed, shmat mina from our mission of kelev shelokeh v'shut mocher kana lokeh? Not necessarily. It could be lo tzricha begavoh asara. Okay, but it's not hovering in the middle of the air, is it? Aikam mokum kray? No. A mokum kray lo kapi inch. Zorka letochi kalatok kilata migureshet. Amai, kelev shalokir poshut bochir, it's the same situation. Amrevir amre shmo, kagon shaita kilata tuluyaba. Vachin amre belaz amre avi hoshaya, kagon shaita kilata tuluyaba. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, it doesn't matter. It's kshuraba. It could be talking about shaita kilata munachat la ben yerechoteha. Remishar shea baragdimi omar. It could be that the husband is a mocher kilatot and couldn't care less about another one. Rabbi Yochanan omar. Makom Chekka Kanuila and Makom Kalatas Kanuyala along with the ticket. Yo, my Rava, my time, Rav Yochanan. Nefishena da makpit, lo makom chika, lo makom kelata. Tani nami achi, zorku la da toh chika, o la toh kelata, o la toh kol davar shehu, ki kelata, harei zo migureshet. What does that mean, kol davar shehu ki kelata latu yemai? Latu ye taska da achla bo tamrei. Omar lo kinsi shtar chob ze oshe mitzato miachurav, and subsequently korah. But that's even without re-giving it to her. Natan biyadav yishena. She wakes up neora and korava reu gita. Eno get achi yomar la hagitech. What good is kiyomar la hagitech my havi? Havi le tli gitech me agabi karka. This is referring to the case mitzaato miachorav, where she just pulls it out of off of the floor. No, well, it doesn't mean she picked it up off of the floor. It means she picked it out of his back pocket. So what? Shalafto nami. What about Mabin and Venatan Biadavaleka? Lo tricha da arakla charze u shalafte. Tani nami ochi. Omalakin si shtarchov zeo she shalafto meachorav. So here we see clearly that that's the meaning of meachorav. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Leolam eno get ad shi itlena imena, v'yachzor v'yitznena la v'yom ala agitech. So too, netano b'yada v'yishina, neura v'kor'a v'reyu gita, here too eno get ad shi yom ala agitech, divir Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer ad shi itlena imena, v'yachzor v'yitznena la v'yom ala agitech, and we need both of these cases to have the machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. Why? Betzrich. Because the itmar bahach kamaita, where she was awake. So I would say over there, bahikoma rabbi mishum debati gerushi, if only she had known. At the time, she could have been megureshet right then. Avonatan liadav yishena. Where that moment, because she's unconscious, lav bati gerushi, imumodil el Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. And on the other end, the itmar baha would say, okay, maybe that's why Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar said that you need to take it back. Avo Bahach, where she was awake, maybe be moted to Rebbe Tzvicha. Omar Rava Katav La Get V'Natano Biyad Avda, who was asleep and under her vigilance, Mishamarato, Harei Ze Get. But if he was awake, Eino Get Avi L'Chotzer HaMishtameret Shalo L'Data, because he's Mishtameret only L'Data. Wait a second over here. Yoshenu Mishamarato Harei Ze Get Amai. He is still a chutz ma'alechet, and a chutz ma'alechet is lokana. Now, maybe you'll tell me, well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't sleepwalk, does he? So, if he's Yoshein, why is he chutz ma'alechet? Ha'omar Rava, koshi ilu ma'alech lokana, omeid v'yoshev lokana. And indeed, hilchata b'kafut. Hayta omedet, prushet rabbi mizoro kula, korov la, megureshet, korov lo, ina megureshet, mechza, mechza, Megureshet ve'eno megureshet ve'chein l'inyan kiddushin ve'chein l'inyan achov where omar lo ba'al chovo zrok li chovi v'zorach olo korov l'mal ve'zorach olo ve'korov l'lo ve'alo ve'chay merza merza shneim yachaloko define for me korov la so echid ame korov la ve'echid ame korov la omar rab arba mochela that's the definition of korov la arba mochelo that's the definition of korov lo. And then how do you define echidami mechza mechza? Om Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, kegon shehayu shneihem omdim b'arba amot. So then why can't we be lichtzei hamin hayokadim? V'chitem edot utarvayu b'harei hadadi, that's not possible because ha'yev shalat samtzeim. Elo Om Reb Kahana, ocha b'chet amot mitzumtzamot askinan, and the get was yotzei part of it b'arba amot shalom and entered into the arba amot shalom. No, that's not going to help, because that's like a get with strings attached, which is still agid gabe, and therefore it's not a get at all. Ela rabba v'yosetem v'tavayocha v'shtei kitei edim haskinan. Achat omeret korov lo would be the only case that we could have, even though it's yev shalitzam tzeim, where we could have a serious suffix. Rabbi Yochanan omer, korov la shaninu. That means exactly what it says. I don't care if afilu mea ama v'karov lo. Afilu mea ama, karov lo shanin, afilu mea ama. And then echidami mechzal, mechzal Reb Shaman bar Abba, lididi mefashli minei de Reb Yochanan, hu yachol l'shomro v'hi eina yachol l'shomro, zeo karov lo. Hi yachol l'shomro v'hu eino yachol l'shomro, zeo karov lo. Shneihem yacholim l'shomro, shneihem ein yacholim, zehu mechza al mechza. Amru rabbona kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, mishmei de Rabbi Yonatan, och yomar, yadin charvin bavloi l'furushikai, taima, not bad at all. Tanya nami ochi, Rabbi Eliezer omer, koshu karovla milo, uba kelev netalo, ein amigureshen. Now what is that supposed to mean, ein amigureshen? How long is she supposed to keep it from the dogs? Kol hecha tintrei v'tezo. Ela lava nikam kol shekarov lo milo, but ilu ba kelvin etelav uyachol l'shomro v'yena yichol l'shomro ena megureshet because it's not under her control. Omer leShmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana kedei shatu shatoshuach v'titlenu is called karov lo and at lo taviruv that the moti gitli yada machlokes Tosfos and the Aruch about whether this is only in Rishus Rabim or even a Chatzera. Man Omar le Mordechai le Ravashi, you should know that Havi Uvda Achi, and even though it was perfectly kosher get Atzichu Chalitza. V'chelim Yan Kedushin. Omar Vasim Rabbi Yochanan. This halacha is only set for Gittin because of Bal Koroch, but not for anything else. Etvei Rabbi Ravashi. It says Befreshin Amishlo V'chelim Yan Kedushin. Yeah, Kedushin is Gittin. Shani Atam Dachtiv Yatzavaita. Etvei V'chelim Yan Achov. Zrok lichavi v'zorkulo, korov l'mal v'zorkalo v'korov l'lo v'lo v'chayim, merzal merzal shem yachloku. That's talking about Achma Eskinan, the Omer lay zrok lichavi v'tipater. So, why is it here? By the memra. Lotzricha, the Omer lay zrok lichavi v'toraz kitten. No, but akati by the memra. The mother tema, what's the Omer lay mishata? Anibacha? Kamash malon. Om Rav Kisa, a get with strings attached, the Mishicha b'yado, im yachol l'natko v'laviyo etzlo, in a begreshet. We love begreshet. My time of being in kritut, and as long as you could theoretically control it, there's no kritut. Om Rav Yehuda haita yada suya ki ketafres, v'zora kola, haf al pi shigi a get liyada, in a begreshet amai, hoki nofil bar ba'amot nidok ha'nofil, ben alo noch. So tigarsh mi avira, the arba amais, unless you want to tell me that Tifshata by Rabbi Lozer, Arba Ami Shamru, Yesh la Mavir, En la Mavir, we see from here Tifshata, En la Mavir. Not necessarily. Hakumayaskinan, Bomedet Agav Anahar, Ravner Dmi Korah Le Ibut Koyim.